is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Another New Year's themed program. We're going to talk about getting in shape for the new year and some related topics. Cody Brockelmeyer, CEO of the YMCA of Douglas County, joining us. Cody, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Yeah, Kyle, thanks for having me back. Always a pleasure.
So first of all, before we talk specifics about people, you know, getting into shape themselves, I know you've had a lot going on there with a big campaign recently. Talk about that and how it went.
Yeah, thank you. So I want to start by giving an update on the sustainment campaign results and thanking the community. You probably saw it advertised in the paper, online, and everything in between. The generous donors agreed to match up to $15,000 for it. When all is said and done, we ended up raising nearly $175,000. And I can't wait to show the community a return on their investment and the trust they put in the Y and what we can accomplish. So for everybody, thank you so much.
Wow. So that just blew past your goal.
Oh, by and large, absolutely.
Wow. And that's pretty awesome to have happen, especially during times that are a little bit tough.
It is. I mean, yeah, every dollar goes somewhere so far, and to have 175,000 of them, we know that could have been allocated to other type of things, especially near the holidays. So it really speaks volumes that people are willing to dig that deep and be so generous.
And what was the use plan for these funds?
So what I'm excited about is what we want to do is remove as many barriers as we can. And what we focused on this time is every single member of Douglas County, not Roseburg, Douglas County, actually, to remove those barriers, if it's financial, fiscal, or whatever the case is, you have a spot at the Y. So how can we use those dollars to reallocate them so we don't have any more financial barriers? And that's something we're working on right now.
Wow. So a lot going on there. And I know that with an organization of that side, finances are a big deal. And the past couple of years, you kind of walked in the midst of what's been a tough situation with all the things that Y was not able to do for a while.
It's been a tough situation, but it's a great staff. Everyone from my predecessor who worked there to the board that we have and the staff. It's got a good balance. It's got a good heart. And now that we're
And we're going to have you adjust your phone a little bit there. We kind of had it drop out for just a moment, so we'll let you get resituated there. As we talk about the new year, let's talk about practicalities for things people can do to get in shape and how the Y can help.
Well, we offer so many different options, whether it's a group fitness class or individual.
All right, we're going to actually take a quick break here a little bit early while we get this phone situation rectified. Inside Douglas County, back in a moment.
This is Inside News Radio Douglas 1240 County. KQEN. News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our day.
Inside Douglas County, 1241. Okay, we've got the phone situation rectified. Cody Brockelmeyer, CEO of the YMCA, with us this afternoon. By the way, they interview a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. So let's talk about getting in shape for the new year. I mean, Cody, it's real common for people to look around during the holidays. Maybe they put on some holiday weight, but a lot of times people are kind of reassessing their lives in a lot of different ways. And one of them could be health and fitness. How does the Y help out?
Oh, sure. I think that whether you have resolutions for the new year or you're trying to sustain something, if your goals have to do with fitness, the Y's got you covered. We've got group classes such as yoga or spin class, or if you're more of an independent person, maybe you can look at TRX, racquetball. But I think that you should come check us out, and we've got something for you.
And what's the hours of the Y right now?
So currently we're open until 5 in the morning, until 8 at night, Monday through Friday. And then we are open from 8 in the morning until noon on Saturdays. And if the appetite grows, I'd love to open it up a little bit later on Saturdays as well.
So do you get a lot of people in there on Saturday, or does it tend to be a little quieter?
You know, it kind of comes and goes, and that's why it's a little bit tough to gauge how much more often we need to stay open. So again, if squeaky wheels get the grease. So if anyone out there wants some different hours or wants to stay or it's something that works better with your schedule, let us know and we'd be happy to accommodate.
So kind of for somebody maybe who has not ever gone in and looked around, kind of explain all the different areas of the Y and some of the things they could participate in.
Sure. Well, as soon as you come in, you're going to see our Child Watch Center, which is separate from child care. So that's a safe, fun place for your kids to hang out for a couple of hours while you work out. So that's the first thing that we offer, and we're going to be expanding those hours as well to be more accommodating. We've got a massive aquatics department with two pools. They're nice and heated. We've got a big water slide in there. We have a cardio room upstairs, spin classes downstairs, a full weight room, and anything else that you can imagine, to include three racquetball courts, three basketball courts.
Wow, so a lot going on and a lot of potential for people to get involved. Now, one of the things over the years I've heard from folks there is because people are in there trying to get in shape, trying to work on whatever their goal might be over time, even if they're working independently, they tend to develop friendships, and it kind of brings a sense of accountability into what you're trying to do.
It's not just accountability, but it's also that camaraderie, which is kind of the secret sauce when you get those two things together. And so getting plugged in, getting to meet people, meeting in our community lounge area where you can grab a cup of coffee and just kind of relax before or after your workout. That's what makes the Y different, because we're not just a gym. We really are a community center for people to get better.
And your child care program expanded in this past year. Talk about that.
So we have great infrastructure at both of our child care centers. Really what we need is just to hire qualified teachers. We have a very high level of requirements because of our licensure. So finding the right fit is tough, but it's extremely worthwhile.
And talk about what you're offering and how many kids are being impacted.
So right now we've got plenty of kids who are being impacted positively, but we do still have spots available. Currently, we're only offering full-time because of the teacher shortage. But if you're at all interested in being a teacher, or if you have some education you need to finish, I'm happy to offer tuition assistance. Let's get you up around the license. And then we can get some more of those children in there, because we do have spots.
And you had to do a real quick change up to kind of address a shortfall in the availability of child care a few months back.
We did. And thanks to the Roseburg Alliance Church for stepping up and helping us out and offering their facilities. It can't be understated how much work the entire community did, from the county, the city, to the church, to the other teachers. It's been huge, and we'd like to continue to expand that.
Now, is that level of child care as common in the Y, or is this something newer?
Oh, this is the same level of licensure as we have on our Y campus, but because of the restrictions in time and space, we needed a second location. That's why it's been so excited to kind of create an additional footprint.
And
maintaining the standard.
And do you see the potential for that, or maybe the need growing in the coming years?
I absolutely do. I'm very happy to sit on the Child Care Coalition, where we meet every other week and talk about different issues. There's a huge need for child care solutions in all ages, whether that's the YMCA or the other work the other places are doing downtown, or even in-home child care. We're not competitors, we're collaborators. So I think we're getting a little bit closer every time we meet.
Yeah, and talk about the Y's involvement in things like you just talked about, and being not just its own organization, but being where you're getting input, you're hearing from other organizations that are doing work that's, I guess you would say, complementary in the community.
Well, I mean, another one I'd like to bring up, I bring up all the time, is the Boys and Girls Club. Some people might see us as competitors, but Brian Lake and I have a great relationship and a friendship. We even share some different board members. And I think if we can pool our resources together, we all want the same thing. We want healthy options and safe options for youth or for older people, adults, young adults, everyone in between, to be more healthy in a safe and learning environment. So it's been great collaborating.
And what do you see when it comes to the health of Douglas County right now with some of the restrictions of the last couple of years? For some people, it's been a pathway to working in getting in better shape themselves, but for others, some of the restrictions have brought sort of a pulling back and frankly getting out of shape.
That's true, and I think that right now is a good time for everyone to kind of recalibrate, both from the YMCA's point of view with our programming and for individuals and families for what their goals are to move forward. And I think that with us having a better ear to the community, we can't just turn the closed sign to open and hope people come in. We need to go out, hit the streets, find out what the needs are to the community, find out what the barriers are, remove them, and just make everybody better.
And what about things up the road? I mean, you've been here for several months now. I'm sure you've got some ideas you're beginning to think about, implementing it sometime up the road.
Oh, we've got some great things opening up. Play Gym, for those who have heard of that, that's coming back on January 18th. If you don't know what that is, it's essentially a big indoor bouncy house extravaganza. We're going to wheel out the big inflatables for all ages to come out and bounce for a couple of hours. And we're trying to find a way to package that for both members and non-members so the kids can come burn off some energy before nap time. We're expanding our hours for child watch so your children can be in a safe area while you work out. We want to implement some new rec leagues for adults to burn off some steam after work before dinner time. And then one thing I will cautiously mention here is we're in the planning process. The YMCA with Sourceful and Serenity and Thrive Umpqua to build a new fitness program that we want to roll out by the end of February. I don't want to say too much, but it's going to be a huge benefit to all ages within the community. I'll say that if February comes around and you're struggling with your resolutions, or if you're a real fire breather and you're doing great in your resolutions and you want to sustain them, we're better together. And we're going to find a way to get people together, encourage each other in that accountability that you were talking about earlier, Kyle. And we've got some really cool ideas in mind to help out.
Now, with it being the new year, have you seen more folks just in the past few days showing up at the Y?
It's been a pretty steady, actually. I don't know if it's coinciding with the end of the year and people wanting to improve themselves physically, or if it's families wanting more healthy options to do outside the home. Because, you know, what do you do with your family when you want to spend some close family time together? But I haven't seen a huge uptick. I think we've been in a pretty good trajectory lately, and I'm really encouraged to see it.
And I know oftentimes folks, come in with grand plans at the beginning of January and get involved, whether it's a Y or somewhere else. But then by sometime in February, you don't see them again.
Exactly. And I think that's going to be really helpful with this crazy idea that us and the other organizations I mentioned are working on, is right around that February timeframe when you think you might have missed the boat and you've got to wait next January or you're starting to lose steam, we've got a pretty good support group and system we think that's going to get you right back on track.
Now, the YMCA is a nonprofit organization. You've got a board. Let's talk more about them, some of the work that they do, how they help you out.
Oh, yeah. Just briefly, I'll tell you, the board's really enthusiastic about bettering our Y. Specifically, starting in March, certain board members are going to be on a subcommittee for strategic planning. And these board members just so happen to be key leaders within the community as well. And this will be done under the guidance of an actual YMCA Northwest consultant who's already done great work in this type of thing throughout Oregon, Washington, Alaska, and Hawaii. So this committee will be hitting the pavement, like I said, going to the community to solicit feedback and find out how we can be the Y that you deserve. It's going to be pretty exciting.
And how many members do you have on your board?
We're trying to get back up to 18, which is what we had in previous years. We do have in February our annual meeting where we kind of relook at all the bylaws and see if that's the right size. But yeah, just south of 18 right now.
And so do you communicate with a lot of them fairly often? How's that work?
Oh, all the time. A lot of them are members at the Y as well. So I'll see them working out. So I'll have a board member saying, hey, here's the good thing I'm seeing in the weight room. Here's a recommendation that I have. Well, that's great feedback from someone on the ground. I have board members who take classes at the Y, those who come by all the time. Some of them sit in on meetings. And it's great to have that level of buy-in so it's not just 29 days of stagnation and then one day a board meeting a month. I've heard horror stories from other directors, but we've got a really healthy team here.
And for you being newer, although you grew up in the area part of your life and then came back after a number of years, I imagine that having people that are very long-term involved in the community is real helpful as well.
It's helpful, and it says a lot, because you wonder, well, what would it take for someone to become a board member? but showing that they're invested in the community. They want to see what it looks like. They're also talking to members. It holds a lot more weight than just an outside consultant poking you in the eye and saying, why are you doing this? Why aren't you doing that? It's coming from a genuine place of concern for bettering the community and pushing things forward. And it holds me accountable every single day, which is exactly what I need.
Now, over the last couple of years, people have seen a lot of work on the facility, parking lot, outdoor painting, other things. Talk about some of the things that have taken place.
Oh, we'll be doing a ton of upgrades really soon. As soon as next month, Roseburg Fence, which is kind of a startup company, I'd like to give them a public shout out. They'll be revamping our entire fence line, both for the security of the littles on the childcare side to the security of our vans and everything in between. And I've looked at the concept, and it's going to look really, really nice to professionalize us. We're going to be upgrading our entire childcare playground system from the flooring to the play sets and everything, renovating some of the interior bathrooms for the children and the locker room, and just really making sure that our facility is what the members deserve. They're spending their hard-earned dollars on their membership dues, and it's important that they get to see it at work.
And talk about membership. What is available there? What are some of the price points and different options for different kinds of memberships?
So there's a ton of different options, and I won't read through them all, but just briefly, you could expect around $50 a month for an individual or $75 for a family membership. And then there's a bunch of add-ons. If there are other adults living in the household or other children in the household and things of that nature. What I'll tell you is that we don't want that to be completely static. What we want to say is, hey, if things look a little bit different for your situation, just come talk to us. If you want to apply for sponsorship, scholarship, financial hardship, there's a way that we can make this work. So you can go to our website, look at all the different pricing options, but please email us, stop by, pick up the phone. I think within the next few weeks, we'll come upon a better solution for removing those barriers I talked about earlier, and we'll have a spot for everybody.
And I know when the pandemic hit, that really hit a lot of organizations like the Y. How are you faring now compared to then?
We're doing pretty well. We're at about 70% of our numbers as we were in 2019. We're far above our numbers in 2020, which is a year that almost doesn't count because things were so crazy then. But we're really on the right trajectory. If I were to assume, I would assume that we've kind of come close to a stagnation or a plateau for people. There are those who left the Y and are wondering, well, do we need to come back? And those are the people I want to say, what can we do better? How can we help you meet your goals and get you plugged back in? We can't wait for them to come to us. I want to find out how we can be better so we can go to them.
And if somebody is listening that applies to, what is their next step? How do they contact you? What do they do?
They can go to the website. We've got all kinds of contact us information. They can shoot us an email. Pick up the phone. I don't think you'll find a more friendly group of people on the other side of the phone than us. Or my favorite thing is just come by. We don't pressure you. No kind of used car salesman or anything like that. Bring your entire family. Let's give you a tour. Let's give you a trial run and see if things are a good fit. And if not, it was great to meet you. But I think you'll be surprised at what you see and the things that have changed.
About a minute left on Inside Douglas County. Remind people again what your hours are.
So again, we're open from 5 in the morning till 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. And right now, 8 to noon on Saturdays. But if you want something different, let me know because I'm listening.
And on the WISE website, what kind of information can people find there?
Oh, you can find everything from our hours, what our mask policies are, what different classes we're offering, how to register for programs, or how to meet Dr. Sean, who's giving acupuncture as part of our new wellness center.
And what's the website address again?
YMCAofDouglasCounty.org, or if you want to be lazy, just Google YMCA and you'll find it.
Cody Brockelmeyer, CEO of the YMCA of Douglas County, thanks for being on today.
It's so fun talking to you every time, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
1257 News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.